or continue rather, the sugya with everything we've been saying. Lamaisa, let me just put everything into perspective. The Lehman's been great, Rabbi Yisai. It's pumping, it's kishmak. Keep up the good work. We've been focusing a lot in the last few shiurim on the concept of kvela that the Gemara brings up, of kvela arama. But a lot has been stressed on the kvela. I'd like to discuss now another shaila. What does te'ima mean? What does it mean, lit'om kvela? We kind of just glossed over that, and we didn't really define the principles of what does it mean for him to taste. What does a taste mean in halacha? This is a fascinating question. So, this is a question that was raised by the Taz. And the Taz says something fascinating, Rabbi Yisai. Zokta Heilige Taz, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yitamenu Akum, Kosav Bidrisha, Mida Osir B'Yisrael, Lemitombo, Yesh Lomod, Shepa'amim Shekoinim Basar Min HaKotzav, Eino Yedeh, Meluach, you sometimes buy meat, and you're not sure if it was salted, Chas V'Shalom, and you don't know if the Yisr Dam was removed through the salting. You see, from here, says the Drisha, it's usur for him to taste it with his tongue. Because why? What's the Drisha's assumption? Because if we had that alternative, so then why did we even have to talk about a what? A kvela rama, a goy. Just every when I asked you at the beginning of Seder, whenever we started the sugya, when I asked you why are we bring a guy into here, so what was the simple answer? Because you have a kashrus issue over here. You can't taste non kosher. Frekta drisha, so don't taste non kosher. Just put it on your tongue and don't swallow it. Says the drisha elamai. You see from here that the shaila you've all asked your rabbeim all your lives, you wanted to know, are you allowed to taste something when it comes to non-kosher if I'm not going to swallow it? You know, like whenever you have a question-answer session, right? So the first, with young boys, and right? So it's a few questions about Shomer Nagiyah, and then like, can I taste it if I'm not going to swallow it? That's what they want to know also, right? When they get past the immature stuff. So Rabbi said, that's what the Drish is medayik from Arganza Sugya, from Chulin Sadi Zayin Amid Aleph. Right. In fact, the Taz says I completely disagree. Says the Taz he's wrong. And the Taz says Te'ima Balashon is mutter. He's talking about a suffik isser. You can take suffik isser and put it onto your tongue. Says the Taz, and your raya is wrong. Because says the Taz over here, you're assuming te'ima meant a mere taste. So far, stay with me. You're assuming te'ima meant a taste. That assumption was wrong. I think that you need a person to actually eat and digest this food. Swallow it. And that's the definition of what the Gemara meant when it said te'ima. You're medayik too much in the word te'ima. Te'ima meant achila. Memela says the Taz, what do I do with the Drisha's kasha? Why I have to go the direction of a kvela arama? Says the Taz, because a Jew can't eat it. And we're dealing with treif over here. So therefore, our only alternative is to ask who? Is to ask a goy. Says the Taz, not only am I saying is correct, I'll prove it to you. Says the Taz, because the Paiskim earlier talked about what, a mora, that you also needed to check with your tongue if it was salted, if there's dam on there. And it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Membeis that it's mutter. Katsa behead you the time of Balashina. So you see, to imas Lashon is mutter. And then the Taz brings another raya. What's his other raya? From where, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Taz's other raya? From Hilchos what? Hilchos Tainus. So this is a fascinating, fascinating sim. You look in Hilchos Tainus, says the Taz, in Tov Kuf Samech Zayin. And if you didn't see it, Rabbi Yisai, I didn't put on the Mamar Koyimis, but I didn't need to, because the Taz was quoting it, and it's a raya that the Taz is quoting. How are you going to understand the Taz if you don't look up what he's saying? So Zok the Taz, a mechaber, Ashari b'tainas yochel litom kidei revias ubelvad sheyiflot. Rabbi Yisai, geshmak, you guys should have been celebrating. What does the mechaber say? It's Shiva Asur B'Tamas. Okay? You'll see in a second why I said specifically Shiva Asur B'Tamas. It's Shiva Asur B'Tamas, and I want to know, Rabbi Yisai, I want to know, right? We're like 6 questions into the question-answer session. I want to know, Rabbi, can I taste it and then spit it out? I won't swallow. Can I taste it and then spit it out? What's the question the rabbi has to ask him, Rabbi Yisai? Are you what? Are you? No, of course he's fasting. He's bar mitzvah. Well, what's the question? We're past the Shomer Negiah questions that, like, halach is optional. What? No, I would ask him, are you Sephardi or Ashkenazi? Because if you're Sephardi, Rabbi Yisai, says the Mechaber in Siman Tov Kuf Samech Zayin, what? What? Mutter. Mutter to put it, to take it, and then spit it out. Says the Rama, V'yesh machmirim b'chol tainis tzibur. V'ochi no'agim. Says the Rama, Ashkenazim say, even a te'ima is aser anatainis. Once heard from Rabbi Shechter Shlita. He said, alumdis in this machloikas mechav the Rama. It's a geshmak of art. This is a tangent, Rabbi Yisai. So, should I do it?
Yeah.
So there is a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Tefillah by if, right, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara says that Tefillah's Arvis is what?
Rishos.
Is Rishos. So the Gemara then says, Aval kvar shavu alai kachoyva, right? We accept it upon ourselves like a chova. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid in the following scenario. Rabbi say, I'm davening mincha. This happens all the time, unfortunately. I'm davening mincha, and I realized in the middle of mincha that I davened already. So what do I do? What do? I stop. Right? Right? So what's the halacha when it comes to Myrif. Yeah, classic, I'm going to explain it to you. Give me a second. What? You can do it. So that's Machlok, is there I'm the right. What's the reason you don't continue like Latska just asked? Because you already davened, right? So what? So let me finish the davening Kitfilas Nedava. So the answer is because you can't have a Chetzi Chetzi. This is not a Shwama. This is Tefillah. So if the beginning of the tefillah was chayva, and the end of the tefillah is nedava, it's nishtehin nishteher. So that's why you're mafsik afilu b'emsa. Got it, Klatsky? I take care of you. I got your back. Now, comes along the Rambam of the Ravid, that's when it comes to tefillah shachris, tefillah mincha. What happens when it comes to tefillah arvis? Mechloikis, the Rambam of the Ravid, whether or not you should finish, or whether or not you should continue, whether or not you should stop. What's the Nekudas Machlokes? So Zokter B'chaim Brisker, the Machlokes is how to understand Kvar Shavu Alai Kechov. When we said that we're going to be Makabel Tfilas Mairiv and now take upon ourselves that it's as if it's a Chova, was that just like our Chumra, a Chumra on the Gavra that we should be from, that we should now take that upon ourselves? But Be'etzim, in the Chefta of the Tefillah, what's the Tefillah? Be'etzim, the Tefillah is still a what? We didn't change the nature of the Tefillah, so Memela what? It's still considered Bechefza Rishus. So therefore what? Even if I daven, that could still continue because it could be Be'etzem isn't a Dova. It's not a Stira from the beginning to the end. Or do we say that no? Once we were Mekabel as a Gavra to now accept about ourselves Mariv, we said that Mariv takes on the personality of Shachris and Mincha. It's a Tvilas Choyva. Be'etzem. It's a Tvilas Choyva. Memela, you're going to have the same problem in the Chefts of the Tvila that the beginning is not going to match up the end. Said Rav Shechter that he thought Rav Chaim's Lomdus is the same Lomdus in Ilchus Titus. Rabbeisai, the Shar Tanesin, are you mechuyev to fast? What does the Gemara tell us? You're not mechuyev to fast. Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Einim Masanim. Why does everyone here hold that you have to fast? You ask a Rav, you ask Halacha, anyone. It's a fast day. What's the reason, Rabbi Isai? Kfar Shavu Alaika Choyva. We were makabel on ourselves, even in a Zman where it's not an Ace Tzara, where the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yurches tells us, Rotu El Mesanim, Rotu Ein Mesanim. But Lamaisa, we accepted upon ourselves a Chiyav to fast. So now's the Shiloh. So when you accept it upon yourself to fast, does it take the guidelines of what? Of Achila on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? Or do you say, no, it's whatever people associate to be Achila. And therefore, you're going to have to give different guidelines when it comes to Shar Tanesim. Zoktra Shechta Shlita Ahafla Dikavart. That is the machloikis, the machaber, and the ramah, whether or not te'ima, when you spit it out, will be osur on Shar Tanesim. Will you be machalik between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av and the other Tanesim? The machaber says there's a chiluk, and the ramah says no. The ramah says there's no chiluk. It's the same exact lumdus. Good, that was a little tangent. Aber lamaisa, Rabbi said, what do you have over here? You have a machaber, so we're machmir on this shiloh. But what do you have over here? You have a machaber. The machaber says that it's mutter to be toyim and to be poilet. So said the Taz, look carefully on what the machaber said. It's mutter to be toyim, to be poilet. You were toyim there, right? Even on Yom Kippur, zok the Taz, or Shari Surim outside of Tainus. The machaber said, I'm willing to be more makel over here and be machalik between Yom Kippur and other Yisurim. Says the Taz, but a te'imas losh, that was a te'imas piv. That was when it's in my mouth. Then I spit it out. But if I go like this, Rabbi Isai, te'imas what? What's that called? Te'imas loshon. Zokta taz, that's heter gomer in all areas, zokta taz. So memele, even the machaber would say Timas Loshon is mutter, and that's why I disagree with the Drisha. Timas Loshon is mutter, like you find by Mara, and you find in Hilchos Tainis. And why didn't we ask a Yisrael? Why did we jump to a Goy? Zok the Taz. The reason is, I'll tell you why. Because you misunderstood Te'ima in Hilchos Chulin, in Meseches Chulin. Te'ima meant swallowing over here. Rabbi Isai, I don't want to talk about this for a long time. But Nira Lefiyani is Daiti. Yes, it's true. The Taz only was talking about a Suffolk Isser, but this Taz might have major ramifications in a new invention, Bizman Azer, Rabbi Isai. What am I talking about? Listerine strips. Listerine strips is something that's going directly onto the Lashon and it's absorbing into the Lashon. Now, I don't want to get into the Metzius. Is there saliva? Are you going to swallow or things? Probably in the Metzius, it's. But Lamaisa, Taz equals Listerine strips. That's mamish what he's talking about over here. Now, I was there. I was a bystander. I was there. I was in Henry Orlinsky's home. I think it must have been... I was in Rav Shechter's shir at the time. So something close to 15 to 17 years ago. And Rav Asher Weiss came. And this was where it all started. Everybody said the whole hack thing. It took out a Listerine strips, and each of them tried the list. I don't remember if I think both of them tried the Listerine, or Rav Asher Weiss watched the Listerine strips, and that's where the machloikas happened. Whether or not you're allowed to take a Listerine strip on Yom Kippur and hold the mistayif in terms of macholos asuris. So that's I'm pretty sure Shechter Someone has to double check, but I'm pretty sure Rav Shechter is still makel about it.
Yeah.
So, what? So, Lamaisa, Rabbi say it's all based on his taz. Because again, even the Mechaber holds Te'ima's Asra on Yom Kippur. But what? But Zoch the taz, what? That's only Te'ima's Piv. Te'ima's Lashon is one stage less. So, according to this taz, it would be more. Lamaisa, in Machol Sasuris, Rabbi say, what do we do with this taz? So, first of all, the Taz is Raya by Mara. The Taz is Raya by Mara. There's what to discuss, and many Poskim say over there it's not necessarily a Raya. Lamaisa, how do we paskin Lamaisa, Rabbi say? We paskin, the Sekelim here on the Taz argue, and they say, they quoted Tzemach Tzedek, that was only willing to be Mako by Te'ima, by an Isser what? By an Isser Derabon. And even on an Issa Derabbanan, not an Issa Deraisa, and even on an Issa Derabbanan, the Nedi Yehuda was of the opinion that it wasn't any Issa Derabbanan, but it was only a foul Issa Derabbanan. It was only an Issa Derabbanan that was already Noisin Tam Lifgam. Why am I saying all this background? Because I want to get to the following idea, Rabbi Yisai. And the Aruch HaShulchan quoted this in his last suggestion. Why is it that the Tzemach Tzedek is willing to be Mekel by an Issa Derabbanan? So the answer is, the post can explain, is because if it's an Isser Derabbanan to begin with, and the Isser Te'ima is only an Isser what? Derabbanan, because it's not full-fledged Achila. So it's already a two-step Derabbanan, it's a Derabbanan to a Derabbanan, that much will be Mako, either according to the post that quote him on all Isser Derabbanan, or according to the Nadi Behuda on foul Derabbanan, on an Isser Pogum. Good? Rabbi Sailin, your Nenu, this is very relevant. Because once you accept that and you reject the Taz, and you say that what? A goy could be toyim, that's an answer to our Mechaber. We had a kasha, Rabbi say, throughout the week. How can the Mechaber be makel to allow it to imas goy? Hello, the Gemara Baba Kama tells us we can't be mamid with goy, Mesiach Levituma, on an Isser. Deoraisa, says the crazy Oplasia Hafla Dikateritz. If we hold Te'ima is only an Isser what? Derabbanan. So now the guy is going to taste it. And what? What am I going to do? Now that the guy was made, I am now going to taste it as well. If I turn out that the guy was lying and I taste Tarfus, what am I going to do? I'm going to spit it out. What type of Isser did I violate, Rabbi Yisai? In Isser, Derabbanan, Zok the crazy you place, Zok the Yodis and Ibishit. That's the answer to our Mechaber. We're only relying on the guy, Metziach Levitumo, for an Isser what? For an Isser Derabbanan. All we're doing is being Toyeh. Te'ima itself is only an Isser Derabbanan. So that's the last solution to the Mechaber for now, Rabbi Yisai. And now we go weiter in the Poisk. Lamaisa, back to Chulin. Outside of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Edmund.
Doesn't the Taz say that in our case you need a Chila Mamish?
Yeah, we're not going with the Taz. The Crazy Place, that's why I introduced it. The Crazy Place is arguing with the Taz. So if you don't accept the Taz, so then this is exactly what he's going to say. Oh.
Right.
Te'ima
still Isser
Derabbanan.
I mean, just because the
guy. The Tzemach Tzedek is saying by Isser Derabbanan. Right. So Mesiach Levitumo.
You can't allow that guy. How does that ever clear you to Isser Derabbanan?
Because I'm going to spit it out. You're only going to do an Isser Derabbanan at most. So I'm relying on a guy for an Isser Derabbanan.
But the Isser Derabbanan is there. Regardless of the guy tasting it or not, the Isser Derabbanan is still there. How does the guy tasting take out the Isser Derabbanan?
Chazal told me I can't eat, I can't be Tayyim.
Right.
So let me be Tayyim once the guy takes care of it.
Is nothing.
What?
The guy checking is nothing.
Why not?
Because it doesn't have any effectiveness by Isser Derabbanan.
If I know I'm going to spit it out, so I'm at most going to violate an Isser Derabbanan. So let me rely on the Mesiach Levitum, Alini, and the Derabbanan.
So why not just do it?
Why?
You wouldn't be in Israel because Chazal is telling you to do this.
So you're doing the right thing.
No, we want to understand how Chazal could tell me.
Right, so we still have a date in hold of their Isser when they're telling you.
They're saying that the mechanics of Kvela and the reason why it's Mutter is because you're relying on a Mesiach Levitum by an Isser Derabbanan. That's good.
You're not really
No, I'm explaining the mechanics.
Right.
100%.
100%. They're not telling you to violate an Isser. They're saying there's no Isser over here because you have a Messiah of Fituma and an Isser Darabonin. So what's the Isser Darabonin? To Ima.
Why don't we cut out the middleman? Right? If the only Isser Darabonin for me to just, if I'm spitting it out, it's automatically Darabonin. So why not just
taste it?
Taste it, spit it out.
You can't. How could you be doing Isser Darabonin?
No, you're not.
At worst case, it's going to be an Isser Darabonin. So on that, Messiah Chlipitum, and then we're Mamin. So a hafladika chaf, Rabbi said, the crazy placey. But it all gets into that introduction of what does te'ima mean? How much of it te'ima? Do you have to swallow? Do you have to taste? Is tasting mutter? Are Listerine strips mutter? Again, not lamaisa, but you know, does that get into that whole discussion of what is a te'ima? What's a din on tainus? What's a din? All these things, Rabbi said, make this binyan. And finally, the crazy place, he says, through that whole sipur, through that whole hak, I can now have another solution to how to answer the machar. But I want to go by through, everybody say. We've all been focusing totally on Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi, to just finish Shitas Rashi for the time being, is that it has to be Mesiach Levitumo. But Rashi also says it has to be Anachto. So again, David asked, why do you need both those things? We didn't get to that answer. We will answer that, Mirtz Hashem, in 5 minutes. But before I answer that, Rabbi said, I want to contrast Rashi with the Shita of Taisus. Taisus had a different Havana in the Gemara. Taisus says, Samchina nakfela, afal gavdu ovikochavim hu, kevin de kfelu loy meshaker shalayafsirum nosu. Moreover, Rabbi said, this Taisus is not only nogeya for this sugya, and for us understanding, Simen Tzadiches and Shulchan Aruch, this Toisus is Nogeya for Kashrus, for a doctor, Hilchus Nida. How could she ask him questions? Rabbi say, you have a fundamental question, Bezman Hazeh. A woman has a wound, a woman has things that she needs to ask the doctor about. Who in the world said you're allowed to believe a doctor? Rabbi say, in Simen Kufnun Hei and Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to go to a Goyish, a doctor. We're Choyish, she's going to kill you. So how am I allowed to go to Goy Bizman Hazeh? What's going on, Rabbi Yisai? How do you have any Ne'amonis from these people? You know what the answer is? This, Toysis. It's called a Chazaka Uman Loimare Anashe. If he has a successful business, and he's not going to want to destroy his business, there's a Chazaka, he's not going to lie to you. And if it could be checked up, and we could realize that this guy is going to what? His business is going to tank, it's going to be a lawsuit. That is a situation where you could be mutter. Rabbi say this gets into, this is what Ethan was asking me during Seder, those of you that were listening, this does get into the heter of having a certain approach. Again, I don't want to paskin over this, Rabbi say we could talk about it privately, but some poskim have suggested that if a frozen yogurt or whatever, ice cream store has all kosher products, so even though there's no mashkiach there, there's no hashkacha on it, some have suggested that they're not going to switch if they run out, because if they get caught with that, Rabbi Yisai, if Haagen-Dazs or Baskin-Robbins gets caught doing something like that, what's going to happen, Rabbi Yisai? It's going to be a $50 million lawsuit. And what? They're going to lose their whole business. So therefore what? Uman leimare anafshe. Uman, an expert, a businessman, is not going to destroy it based on that, and therefore there's more ne'emonis. Whether or not you can rely on this, Rabbi Yisai, is a question for after shir. But Rabbi Yisai, what is the idea, the concept, to differentiate between, you know, a bodega guy on the corner store, a mom and pop shop, you know, that doesn't have a whole company and a big ne'emonis and a big company? So this is the idea that Tosis is bringing. Uman loymare anafshe. Does Tosis agree with Rashi, Rabbi Yisai?
No.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Tosis says nothing about Mesiach Lefituma. The one thing that Tosis agrees is that you're going to need a Nachtom. If not, you're going to need much more than that. You're going to need an Uman, exactly like Schultz is saying. That he agrees. But in Lomdis, it's for a different reason. And Tosis says nothing just textually from the standpoint of Mesiach Lefi Tuma. The Rashba presents a middle opinion. The Rashba says either or. Either Kfela could mean any Goy,
But then it has to be what? Mesiach lefitumo. And if it's not Mesiach lefitumo, namely, what did I do, Rabbi Yisai? I asked him his opinion. I started, right? Mamish on the phone. Is the whole, can you turn this off for a second? The Rashba says they're both true. The Rashba says on the one hand, if you're not a kvela, so you have Mesiach lefitumo for a stam person. If you are a kvela, so then you don't even need a simvach v'duma. Why? Because you have uman lomara and nafshe. Excellent. So why would Rashi need a nachton? The answer is that the Rashba just told us. The Rashba says you want to know why you have an option for a stam person that's not a nachton, as long as it's besiach levitumo. I'll tell you why. Because tam in the Gemara in Chulin is tam of stam b'nei odom. Stam b'nei odom. Do people taste or do not people taste? It's not only an expertise. Rabbi Yisai, who disagreed with that Rashba? Who disagreed with that Rashba? Rashi disagrees with that Rashba. The answer to your question, David, the reason why Rashi needs a Nachtom is because Tam is not Tam of everyone. Tam is defined as Tam of experts. So therefore, I'm not even getting into the Heter yet. I'm just defining what is Nisin as Tam. Who defines Tam? The answer is the expert. What the expert tastes is Tam. Now, how are you working it? The answer is through Mesiach Lefitumo. That's why Rashi needed both things. Based on the way the Rashba disagrees with Rashi, we understand where Rashi was coming from. Rashi was saying, Tam is only expert's Tam. It's not Stam Bnei Odom's Tam. The Rashba says, no, you have two options. Tam means Stam Bnei Odom. And if it's Stam Bnei Odom, so then what? You have a heter called Mesiach Lefitumo. And if it's not Mesiach Lefitumo, so you still have a heter if it's an Uman, because you have the heter of Tysis, that he's not going to want his business to tank. Got it?
Why do you need Mesiach Lefitumo if it's...
Because what other is Nehemonis?
The expert's just going to tell you straight up.
No, he's saying it in a case where there's no expert. The Rashba says two things, two evidence.
According to Rashi.
What?
According to Rashi, why do you need Mesiach Lefitumo?
Because I need to know that he's qualified, that he can taste it.
So the expert will just tell you. If you're going to tell me that Rashi is saying it means according taste according to an expert...
Rashi doesn't hold of any other heter other than Mesiach Lefitumo. The only heter on our books is Mesiach Lefitumo. Rashi doesn't hold of Tosfos.
Right, but if we're going to say that Rashi was explaining the Rashi...
No, Rashi's not explaining Rashi. I'm using the Rashi to explain the Rashi. But now, why is it mutter according to Rashi? Why? Mesiach Lefitumo. That's our only heter on the books. Tosfos is the one who's mechadish a new heter, called the business tanking. Rashi doesn't hold of that. Givaldik, everyone with me? Kalev.
It seems like you could be a nachdom if you're still alive. Like, it seems like they're arguing like two different points almost.
Exactly. That's what Rashi's saying. You could still lie. Tosfos is saying, no, there's a new chazaka. It's called this business not going to want to tank. Right, David?
I don't know, like, the Mesiach Lefitumo is actually working, but, like, if you live in a small town and, like, eventually, like, this guy who's, like, the one nachdom in his town or something like that is going to, like, realize that, like...
You're saying one after the other after the other?
Yeah, he's going to...
It's going to be like the Shabbos guy on Shabbos. Like, I got it, Rabbi. This is what you want from me. This is... I hear. It's a good R. It's a good R. It's a good, yeah.
How do you have Mesiach Lefitumo when you're asking him?
Oh, so I just actually saw right before Shira, the Darkei Tshuva raised this issue. Like, it's not only asking him, you're giving him a bull. You're not like having a conversation with him. It's just being like, yeah. You see this? What do you say? About, you know what I'm saying? It's very, I don't know. It's the Darkei Tshuva has this long, we'll look it up after. The Darkei Tshuva has a long discussion about this. How does this actually play out? I forgot who he quotes that asked Tirkasha. How do you actually have Mesiach Lefitumo here? But you'd have to have, maybe they hold that as long as I'm not directly asking, that's called Mesiach Lefitumo. Even though you're giving something, you know, it's clear.
He's not going to taste and say, like, I taste the pig. Or it's 1/50th of this. Like,
or you
taste
the
pig. No, I just want to know if you taste it.
At all.
Or you just want to know if you taste it.
Ask him.
How does it taste? Is there a pig there?
Yeah.
How does it taste? He's going to say, this barbecue is delicious. He's not going to say, I taste 1/50th pig.
No, I'm saying,
I'll taste the pig in it.
So,
it's like when somebody hands you a glass of scotch and says, does this taste oaky to you?
Right.
I'd say yes or no. But
right.
Like, if he doesn't ask me,
why would he mention it? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
What types of flavors he tastes?
Right. Okay, you got to figure out a script that's mutter.
Why is it crazy?
But you got to figure out that script for Amir al-Hakam also. And by Amir al-Hakam also, we're not going to asser it after one time, even though he knows the shtick. It's mutter. The maisa, technically, if I didn't say the words, it's mutter. Even though he knows the whole game. It's not. There's no din in Hilchos Shabbos that once the goy's been around for a long time and he says, oh, I'm the Shabbos goy, this and that, that it's asser. No, as long as you went through the right
dinim. You got to know it.
Echanami,
echanami, echanami.
Why is it crazy to ask a chef if what you cooked is that good? If I'm making a steak and my next door neighbor is a grill master, wouldn't it be crazy if I say, hey, what do you think of my steak?
No. That's what Mal is saying. You don't want to know if it's good. You want to know, is there chalev in there? Or is there chazer in there? Why would he say that?
Mal was saying, how would that ever come up naturally?
Exactly.
I think that is very natural.
How? Play it out.
I'm making a steak at my barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if some trait got on.
So I ask so now the guy said, so now the guy,
hey, what do you think of my
steak? Now I ask the guy, I taste it. Tell me what you think.
Yeah.
So now he's not going to talk about the chalev.
No, but he could say if it's very strict.
If you actually want to know something tasty, is there any taste that's overbearing in this?
That's asking. That's what Mal's question is. How do you make it natural without asking?
He doesn't know you're relying on him for his red there.
So you're saying you could ask him. Yes. So Sofer saying Mesiach Leviduma still could be like, if you're in conversation, you're not saying I'm relying on you for this treif shiloh. I'm saying, do you taste any milk? Right, L'chair, you're right. L'chair serves right. As long as he doesn't know. Whereas according to Tosis, I have to say this is $1 million shiloh, and the kashrus organization that every yid in Klal Yisrael is being soimech on you. And if you get caught in a lie, I'm going to sue you like it's nobody's business, and your company's going to tank. And I threaten him legamre, and this guy's got to be nuts to even get involved in the shiloh. Whereas according to the Rashi, you could ask him just not directly, like Sofer's vague question, or like the way Felder said. Yeah.
Why can't we use CF to be Tumon? I mean, I'm sorry. Why can't we use Uman?
Lomar and Avshe.
With like less substantial sharing, right? Like something like cupcake, right? Like, meaning, why can't you assume that? Because, I mean, they have a lot of coverage in a lot of restaurants. So why can't you assume the same thing? I mean, they won't do anything that will overtly cause a problem to have someone sue them.
Right? First of all, you need to know that your ingredients are kosher. You need a hashgacha involved in that. How do you know that you're dealing with kosher ingredients?
Right. Well,
so that we need to figure out first of all. Then there's a separate question: is there a mashgiach there that's making sure that they don't change things? So that's a separate issue. But you have to make sure you're dealing with kosher food. You have to make sure in the plant that there's no kosher ingredients going in. There's all these different ingredients that can cause problems with hilchos charfis. I want to go on. Unless there's a clarification, quick.
No, just like, why do we have to say like a Rashi? Why can't we say by Rashi saying Nachtum?
Yeah.
That means Chazak Uman Lomari and Nachtum. Does that mean
by... He doesn't say anything about it.
No, that's why Rashi has to...
Because then Nachtum. Why would you need Masiach Lefituma?
He just holds it both.
But once you would say Uman Lomari and Nachtum, you don't need Masiach Lefituma.
Well, Rashi's just more Machter about it. He's still holding on Mesiach Lefituma, but he's still holding
by saying Nachtum. Why? Isn't that a chazak on its own?
No, but is he? I thought he's saying you can eat a Nachtum because Stamine Adam.
No, I know. That's what Rashi was saying.
That's what I was saying.
By saying Nachtum.
No, because I think then that would be sufficient, just like Taisus says.
No, Rashi's saying it's not. That's why you didn't see it.
So then don't use that. So then just get a regular guy. Are I don't know from Taisus. I know Taisus needs a new chazaka, but according to Taisus, I just know you need to have a lot of money in the dollar. I don't know what he holds up in terms of experts. I don't know if Taisus holds like the Rashba. That's your basic question. Does Taisus hold like the Rashba? Not necessarily. So Rabbi Sai, how do we pass it? Bottom line, how do we pass it? So Zokter Ramah, in the end of the story, Zokter Ramah. Zokter Amal, we're not soymech on a goy. L'maisa, everything we've been speaking about, Rabbi Yisai, has been shaloi aliba de hilchasa Zokter Amal. Why? Because anan loy samchina. You read this Ramah, like seriously? Why'd you do that? Like we spent so much time, we're building, and you just crashed our building into the floor. Like everything? Nothing? Well, why? You didn't even explain why. So Zokter Kiveh Eger Geshmak Echad. Zokter Kiveh Eger, you want to know why? It's exactly the binyan that you've been building that is the reason why the Ramah actually, in the end of the day, says there's nothing to rely on. You want to know why? Because the Ramah is not sure who's right. Is it the Svara of Rashi? That it's all about what? What's the heter? What's the matir over here, Rabbi Yisai? It's called Mesiach Lefituma. Or is it the heter of
Taisvis, which is Uman Loi Mara Nafshi. Zokter B'kive Eger Achap. Conceptually, those two directions and avenues contradict each other. Play it out in your mind. If I'm in the world of Mesiach Lefitumo, so then what don't I want him to know?
That I'm relying on
him. If I'm in the world of Uman Loi Mara Anafshei, what don't I want him to know? That I'm not relying on him. Which means what? What do I want him to know? That I'm relying on him. Zokter B'kive Eger, those two ideas cannot coexist. And the Ramah wasn't sure if we should go Rashi's route or we should go the route of Taisvis. So Memela, Zokter B'kive Eger, if that's the case, then what? Then what? Then you should have Shishim and you cannot rely on an Akum. Comes along the Shach and says, listen very carefully to what the Ramah said. The Ramah say you can't rely on Te'ima. The Ramah never said you can't rely on Te'ima. Says the Shach, all the Ramah says is you can't rely on who? You can't rely on a guy. But says the Shach, if you have a situation of Heter, namely, you took a neder from certain meat that no one else took a neder to, or you want to know, Rabbi Sai, more practically in our kitchens all the time, a person wants to know, shoot, I don't remember what sauce I put this in. Can you please taste it? Is it milchik or fleishik? Which is a devar what? Heter. There's no iser that's shayach by a person tasting if he's milchik or fleishik. Okay, it might be a little bit of a risk. You have to be a good guy, because you're risking 6 hours on yourself right now, and I might become fleishik right now. No. But that much I'll do for my mother, and I'll taste it if it has flesh in it, and I'll give her 6 hours of my time. I'll do a kibud av ha'em through tasting. But, is it mutter for me to taste it? Avad it's mutter for me to taste it. So zok teshach, te'im is still shayach, but all the Ramah limited was by goy. Now you read the shach, and you start asking yourself, why should that be? If the Ramah says that te'ima of a goy is a problem, why wouldn't we extend that to all te'imas? So the answer is, according to Reb Kiva Eger, because I'm stuck. I don't know what to rely on. But according to the Shach, which works well with Reb Kiva Eger, a Yid, you don't need those roots, and you have a Namonis through Eidecha Namon Bisurin, and therefore I don't need that. So that perhaps could be the machlekes, the nakuda of the shach. But Rabbi said there are cholkim on the shach. Many poskim disagree with the shach. And they said when the Ramah said akum, they meant even Yisrael. Why would that be? What would be the svara if Reb Kiva Eger is going to be out? So there's another svara that the poskim suggest. The poskim suggest either the Ramah held that we're just not sensitive enough with our taste, Bizman Hazeh, and we can't taste the same way people used to be able to taste back in the day. And therefore, that would be a chash, both for Jews, just Bizman Hazeh. Many poskim say that we're not as sensitive, our taste buds are not as sensitive. So therefore, they asserted even a te'imas Yisrael. The nafkamina would be a te'imas Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh. But Rabbi Isai, even if you're machmir, that the Ramah said even a te'imas Yisrael is a problem. Rabbi Isai comes along the Mati Yonason, and he says, within the world of Rabbi Kiva Eger, I have an Eitzah, I have a solution. So you don't know if you should ask the guy, or you shouldn't ask the guy. You don't know if you should go the route of Mesiach Lefitumo, or you should go the route of what? Umanor Maram Nafshi, and they contradict each other. So why don't you just do one thing? Just make friends with Goyim. Just get two different types of Goyim. And be matir, your suffig. You don't know how much is in there. You don't know if there's Nesinas Tam. So I'll get two Goyim. One guy I'll tell, and one guy I'll ask, and one guy I won't ask. So I'll have Mesiach Levituma by one guy. I'll have Uman Lomar and Afshe by another guy. And I will rely on that. I will rely on that. Rabbi Isai, What happens if you hold that goyim, the pshat in the chumer of the Ramah, is that goyim are liars? A third option. Maybe we could hold like the shach, but the shach, not because of the tam of Rav Giveger, but because of what? Stam, goyim are liars. And we don't believe goyim, and even bizman hazeh, we see in the news all the time that even a goy won't rely on Uman Lomar and Avshe. That if they can get a lie, they're going to lie. Like I just told you, Rabbi said the story that I just told you about. They got caught in a lie, even though their business is going to tank. They got caught in a lie. So some poskim said, a goy, the Ramah, was not machmir. It's not because of the lumdus of Reb Kiveger. Some poskim said, it's just because, Lavush says like this, it's just because, bizman hazeh, we see they lie all the time. And it's not like it used to be. So therefore, we just didn't accept goyim whatsoever. So Rabbi Yisai, I still have an Eitzah. What do you do, Rabbi Yisai, in this Maisa Shoya happened? Listen to the following Chap, Rabbi Yisai. I forget which Godel suggested this. There was a suffake if there was Shishim in a pot. And what? The only Eitzah they had was what? Tima. And it was a big Hefsid Maruba. It was a big Chasana. So what did they do? They got two goyim and a Sephardi. Sounds like the beginning of a Jewish joke. Rabbi Yisai. Why? Two goyim you take care of Reb Kiveger. And I want to say, but I want to be choshes that maybe goyim are liars. So what? For Sephardim, they can rely on goyim. Only the Ramah is machmir. So for a Sephardi, and then I'll have what? A Te'imas Yisrael. So if you have two Sephardim, you have two Goyim to take care of Reb Kiveger, and you have a Sephardi, so then, L'chaira, you'd be okay. Who would you not be okay according to? If you would, no, we're saying two suggestions there. What? No, you'd be not okay if you hold that the Chumrah of the Ramah, the Pshat in the Chumrah of the Ramah is because Bizman HaZeh were not sensitive. So if Bizman HaZeh were not sensitive, so then I can't even rely on the who. I can't even rely on the Sephardi. I can't rely on anyone because I don't agree to the Shach. But Rabbi Yisai, you have so many Sfeikas over here. You took care of, you covered your bases that you have a Reb Kiveger, you have a Shach, and you took care of it that much. So B'makom Hefse Meruba L'chaira, you would be fine if you would have two Goyim and a Sephardi. Okay? I know I'm going to get flack for that on Y.E. Torah. But that is Rabbi Yisai, the end of our sugya of Kfela for now. But we will go into Rabbi Yisai now, a deeper inyan in Kfela. You all were asking me about, do you need shishim? Do you not need shishim? That will be the next sugya. And Amir Tz Hashem, we will get one more answer to our Shver Machab.